Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
What are your teenagers for? To have crushes? To try and see what you want to do with the rest of your life? To eat without putting on weight? Not to become the topic of discussion on national television. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So Zaira Wasim decided to quit Bollywood. She said she wasn't feeling up to it and was going to take off to discover herself. That's a good thing, right? She should be given credit for being wise beyond her years, quitting while she was on a high. But instead, everybody began to overanalyze what she said, whether she did or did not mention religion when she wanted to quit, whether her account was or wasn't hacked, whether kids should or should not be given the choice to make their own decisions. There are water problems, there are lynchings, there are all sorts of problems in our country. But guess what makes it to national television as a primetime debate topic? This one. So Zaira Wasim shot to fame in Dangal when she played the younger version of one of the Pogat sisters. Then she was also in a movie called Secret Superstars. And everyone's like, oh, look at her. She played a girl who overcame problems that religion threw at her, that her family threw at her, that society threw at her. Why can't she do the same in real life? And to those people, I would like to say, it's a movie. She's just a teenager, but she's smart enough to know what's real in real life. Seriously, I think it's the opposite of what your neighbor auntie did to you when your exam results came out. That auntie would always want to know your marks and tell you engineering is the best option and then come and tell your parents about other kids who scored more marks than you. This is the opposite. Everyone's becoming those aunties telling this young teenager that they know better than her what she should do with her life. Always easy, isn't it? So easy to overlook all the confusion in our lives and the decisions we have to take and just offer expert opinion for whatever everyone else is doing. It's like the Cricket World Cup. I know people who don't even know how to make Maggie without burning it, but they'll go on Twitter and be like, oh no, bring in Dinesh Karthik at number 4. Because yes, BCCI and the Indian cricket team will listen to you. Sure guys, let's keep up the enthusiasm and let teenagers be. If Zaira Wasim wants out, she should be able to get out. Nobody bats an eyelid when Sanjay Dutt kept coming out of jail when he wanted to leave prison. But one small child wants to leave Bollywood and everyone loses their mind. She's not the only one. Here are plenty of others who decided the world of showbiz was just way too crazy for them. Elizabeth Hurley is this gorgeous woman. She played the devil in Bedazzled and Vanessa Kensington in Austin Powers. But Indians know her because she married a textile baron named Arun Nair. And cricket fans know her because of, well, Shane Warne. She found huge success after she became a swimwear model and generally a supermodel and actress. But even then, her relationship with Hugh Grant was so high profile. She was first known as Hugh Grant's girlfriend, then Hugh Grant's ex-girlfriend. And I think only after they broke up, she had her own identity. Took her long enough. I think when she hit that sweet spot, she thought she'd had enough. She quit Hollywood so she could focus on being a mother. And she seems to be a kick-ass one because she said every year, she takes her kid away to some place exotic. Wouldn't we have all wanted that, going on ski trips instead of being sent to some aunt's house for summer vacations? She quit Hollywood, but she came back to launch a swimwear line and is still involved with the fashion business. But she's still on fire on Instagram. Go check her out. Sean Connery. Now, this guy has lived a crazy life. He grew up in a regular household with both parents working. Then he worked as a milkman, joined the Navy, was sent back from the Navy on medical conditions, and he went back and worked as a coffin cleaner, a lorry driver, a lifeguard, an artist model. I'm sure he was eye candy because he was really tall and he was training to be a bodybuilder back then. He used to play football and he used to absolutely love it. And when he was 23, Manchester United offered him a contract. Yeah, the Manchester United. But then he was like, wait a minute, I'm already 23 and my career will mostly be over by the time I'm 30. So he didn't take up the offer and decided to be an actor instead. What a guy, man. Sometimes you're afraid to quit because you think there's still so much left to do. Not this guy. He won a ton of awards as an actor, including the Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. And then he quit. Not like some sad guy who lost his place on top. He quit and he said retirement was so much fun. Well, he was 85 when he decided to quit, but he took a call. How do you decide if you're a bigger fan of him on screen or in real life? Danny Lloyd. Does the name ring a bell? Or does it take you straight to a corridor where two little girls are staring at you? So Danny Lloyd was really, really, really popular as a child. You'll know him better as the kid who keeps riding around on that cycle inside the house and he sees these two girls. Yeah, The Shining. So apparently the whole time that he was working on the film, he didn't know it was horror. He was a little kid, so yeah. They just told him it was a movie about a family and he went along with it. He also did a couple of other movies, but definitely not as popular as The Shining. He was chosen for the role because he had really good concentration. He could remain focused for really long periods of time. Well, guess what he did with all that concentration? He studied biology, became a professor, and quit Hollywood. Mumtaz was one of the most popular actresses in the 1970s, but she wasn't always. She started with some really small roles, then she went on to some roles in B-grade films, then she did movies that had a lot of stunts. She began to be called the Stunt Princess. Pretty badass, huh? That's what you think, but apparently some actors didn't want her as their leading lady because they wanted someone more feminine. Jeez, couldn't make up their minds if they wanted some damsel in distress or a badass chick. She could be both, so slowly she made her way to the top of Bollywood. She did some really unconventional roles but got awards for them, and all the people who had rejected her now wanted her in their movies. She was gonna have none of it. She got married, moved abroad, and was all like, bye guys! If you see Shirley Temple's pictures as a kid, you'll probably want a baby. Except it might not be as cute as her. She was adorable. She started her career in film when she was really little, barely 2 or 3 years old. And this was in the 1930s when just cinema was a big deal. She was in movies like Curly Top and Heidi, but she was so cute, they actually began writing movies just to fit her in. She got roles written specifically for her. Then as she grew older, somehow her popularity began dropping. She did just a handful of films in all her teenage years, so she decided to make the best of whatever she'd done, and when she was 22, she said goodbye to Hollywood. But does that mean she just chilled? No way. She became a diplomat. She was the ambassador from the United States to Ghana and Czechoslovakia. Also, she did a lot of charity work. She only quit Hollywood, then she did life. There's no way you won't remember this lady, because when Sunny Deol was yelling his head off going, Tariq par Tariq, Tariq par Tariq, he was doing it on her behalf. Meenakshi Seshadri played Damini, and boy, I think it changed her entire career. Not like she hadn't had a great start. She won beauty pageants when she was just a teenager. Then she moved on to Bollywood and did movies like Hero and Ghayal. You think we've made progress, but I think the roles she did back then spoke way more about women empowerment than any roles do today. She's played a role of a woman who got molested, a woman who deals with infidelity, and a woman who deals with some crime that her husband commits. Pretty solid plots if you ask me. But she quit all of that. She got married to an investment banker and moved off to the USA. How does he fare as an investment banker though? He doesn't seem to have given her his expert opinion on her career. She invested so much of her time and effort in Bollywood, but I don't know if it paid off before she pulled out of it. Dave Chappell didn't quit the entertainment industry for too long, but I'm telling you, he's on this list because his exit was really dramatic, because it was live, while he was on stage. He had a really heavily influenced upbringing. Both his parents were academics and both of them were politically active. They had some really high-profile people visiting them and all the time. And he went and studied theater arts before he decided to turn to comedy. And boy, what a crazy run he had. He was one of the most successful hosts in comics. He had a contract with Comedy Central and he went on to do his show this one night and his audience kept shouting a catchphrase that he had coined. But instead of being flattered, he just got thrown off because he was like, let me do my thing, I have a show to do. Nobody let him. He stormed off after abusing the audience for their stupidity and went off to Africa to regroup. He took a lot of time off and everyone assumed it was for a lot of reasons, but I guess it really helped him regroup because he was back. He still is and going as strong as ever. But yeah, that exit though, calling your fans stupid. I haven't seen anyone do that in a while. You'll barely remember this girl. She didn't have a very long career, but she was really, really, really pretty on screen. So Mayuri Kango's mother was a very popular stage actress. And this one time when she was visiting her mother, she was spotted and she was given a role in this movie called Naseem. She wanted to study, but she had to pick between these two. And she did the movie anyway after a lot of thought. That just led to her being in more and more films, including Papa Kehte Hain. But I guess she wasn't enjoying it enough because she quit, got married, moved to the US, got an MBA and started working. She moved from in front of the camera to behind the desk. But crazy, right? Imagine, the next time some new manager walks into your office, they just might have been in a Bollywood movie. Work gets crazy for all of us sometimes. There are days where you just want to quit. But instead of just letting HR know and quietly exiting your company, it would be a nightmare if everybody gave you their opinion and started debating about it, no? Entertainment can drive you nuts. I don't think we can blame anybody for wanting to quit. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.